This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run with Xiao Ning and Chuang. And in about 15 minutes, we've got the KLCI opening as well as international markets with Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist at Coface. But in the meantime, let's talk about a potential new tax. Because the Housing and Local Government Ministry is formulating a tax that could be imposed on developers who fail to sell their properties as early as next year. Now, this is in an effort to reduce the overhang of residential units in the country.
Yeah, so Minister Zuraida Kamarudin has said the introduction of the tax could also induce developers to be more sensible and responsible in the projection of their projects, particularly high-rise developments. Adding also that the introduction of the vacancy tax does not require Parliament's approval because no amendments to the existing Act is needed. She believes that such a move is necessary because many housing units have taken more than 1 year to be filled.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning Sakunan Subramanian, Managing Director of Knight Frank Malaysia. We just want to know what your thoughts are on this proposed tax and would it be effective in actually reducing the overhang?
Good morning, Chuang, Xiao Ning. My opinion is the fact that this is not really a vacancy tax. It's really an unsold property tax rather than a vacancy tax. In other countries, when they implement vacancy tax, it's about even individual owners who own properties and refusing to rent it out because they want high rents, they are imposed a tax. So the tax that is being proposed by the minister is actually quite different from the taxes that vacancy taxes that you hear of in Singapore, Australia or Canada. I think first we need to understand that. And in my opinion, because this is an unsold property tax, I seriously believe it will not be effective and, in fact, may lead to house price increases.
How would it actually lead to this increase in prices? Can you just elaborate a little bit further, please?
Because if you implement this unsold property tax, developers will be a lot more cautious and a lot more reluctant to start construction on new projects, and the entrepreneurial risk will not be taken as much because of the worry of the tax, you see. So when then supply starts to shrink, of course, price will increase.
But on the flip side, if we look at the Singapore model, some would say that if you have this tax, then developers, on the other hand, wouldn't go out there and try and land hoard and increase land prices, which in turn then leads to higher property prices. Could that be the case?
No, I don't think so. Developers don't simply go and land hoard or overbuild for no reason. The thing is, perhaps you must understand, a lot of these unsold properties are in fact built by state agencies. You know, state agencies have got the highest stock of unsold properties. And this, are you telling me the state agency will now have to pay tax for the properties that they developed and unable to sell as much as private developers? That's the thing. And so I believe this tax is really not needed in this point in time. And there should be other ways to deal with the overhang situation.
Well, firstly, morning, Saki. Would it help, therefore, if this tax were to be made universally applicable also on state agencies? And if that were not the case, then what other avenues can the government take to reduce the overhang?
I think a lot of time the developers whom I speak to complain the fact that the release of boomy lots take a long time, and that's what contributes quite a bit to their overhang situation. So there has to be a good mechanism for unsold boomy lots to be released back to the market, and that is very important. And then, of course, the other big elephant in the room is the fact that the banks are quite reluctant to give loans. And that's why even developers sell, the purchaser is unable to obtain a loan. So those are the issues that you should address rather than imposing a tax.
Is government planning part of a solution too? Because, you know, one of the reasons why we have this overhang is because there's a mismatch of demand and supply, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how could government planning actually help have a role in this?
Government town planning, of course, they can allocate land for development and whatever types of development. But at the end of the day, if the private developers who take the initiative to develop the condos or the luxury homes or whatever. So I think town planning, effective town planning is important, and that's part and parcel of the entire development process.
So at this point in time, do you think it's unlikely that such a vacancy tax might be applied into the country?
Sorry, repeat?
Do you think that it would be unlikely for Zoraida to be able to push through this legislation?
I think the Deputy Minister himself has also said that it is unlikely for this tax, because it's not necessary at the moment, because the overhang situation is not as bad in terms of the luxury condo. Because they would actually, when I read the paper, they're talking about this unsold property tax only for luxury condominiums. So the situation is not really that bad. So it's unlikely that the government will go ahead with this.
And Saki, since we have you on the line at this moment, maybe you can give us an overview of how the property market is doing in this current moment.
As the market is, of course, the residential property market is a bit slow, but good products are selling. Properly priced landed properties are doing very well, but of course, the higher end luxury condos are also not doing that well, depending on the location. It all, at the end of the day, is the location that matters, and the right product and the right pricing. That's the thing.
What about in the commercial segment?
Commercial segment, the office market is, of course, quite under pressure. Rents are under pressure. Actually, in the long run, I do believe a lot of organizations might shrink their space, especially with this work from home, work from home concept. And so I think the market will be under pressure, especially the commercial market. But the industrial market is doing reasonably not too bad, actually.
But what happens in September when the loan moratorium ends for a lot of residential houses? Do you think we might see some selling pressure then?
We are already seeing some selling pressures. We are already seeing auctions increasing. So, yes, definitely when the loan moratorium is lifted, then I do believe there will be a lot more pressure on the residential market.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Sakuna Subramaniam, Managing Director of Knight Frank Malaysia, giving us his views on the property market and vacancy tax.
Yeah, none of what he said is not inaccurate, right? And it is true that those phenomena exist. You know, unsold boomy lots, for example, responsible lending guidelines translating to fewer loans being approved, that also exists. But you've also got to imagine that the developers are part of the blame. They're part of the ecosystem. They have overbuilt in some parts. One can only look as far as Moncara to see
or
so
even
many
KLCC
apartments.
Area.
Or KLCC, right?
Yeah, you can see all the lights not on in the evening, and gives you an indication
correct.
Of how empty they are. But I think in terms of lending, the bank lending, it is necessary, because at one time our household debt was very, very high. So, you know, it was actually prudent that Bank Negara had these very conservative lending guidelines. Otherwise, maybe the property market will be even in a deeper situation, a difficult position now, as, you know, if people start losing jobs, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And I think probably at some point in time, the property sector needs to be dialed back. I mean, remember, right, you just have to look at the listed property counters on Bursa Malaysia. There are all kinds of developers there's at least dozens of them, right? Small, medium and large. And in the private space, and there's another bunch of them as well. Because everybody wanted to get into development because it was so profitable.
Lucrative, yeah.
Profitable, yeah.
I mean, it was easy. Everybody was making profit margins of above at least 20%,
yeah.
Right? But this morning we were asking, should the government tax property developers for their unsold units? And we had almost 300 votes, and 59% of y'all said yes, too much supply. 19% said no, it will raise prices. While 15% said it's a form of government interference, so also no. And only 7% said they are not sure. But, you know, this unsold property units is an ongoing concern because it has somewhat effect on the broader economy. But I also understand that there is this clear mismatch between demand and supply. And at one time, the developers were really focusing just on high rise. High-rise and high-end.
Yeah, I wonder whether we're heading for a storm of some kind because the residential sector continues to be under distress. And as Saki was saying, I think he was trying to be a bit tempered there in terms of the distress on the commercial property space. You know, people will dial back space. People will negotiate for lower rentals. People will basically compel more of their people to work from home because it's also more affordable for them to do so. And of the unsold commercial space, which was an issue even before the pandemic, that's another big thing.
Yeah. We had this interesting comment from Meiser who's saying developers are too greedy. How is this that doesn't need to be valued as much as the selling price? Selling price is based on land locations rather. So, you know, it's all this. Everything is somewhat interconnected, you know. And yeah, maybe the good times that the double digit 20% margins that developers used to earn, you know, in the good old days, that might now be coming to an end. And you know, it's something you see not only in Malaysia but also in other markets like Singapore, Hong Kong. Developers there are also facing tough times.
Yeah, and the other big phenomenon in America is that people are moving away from the suburbs into the outdoors where they've got much more space and land is much more affordable.
Possible with the work-from-home phenomenon. But up next, the KLCI opening as well as international markets with Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist at COFAS. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.